Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Petersfield Climate Action Network are calling on East Hampshire District Councillors to adopt a more nature and wildflower friendly approach to verge management. I'm with ecologist Melanie Oxley at a verge in North Road in Petersfield. Melanie, thank you for talking to Shine Radio. What are PECAN proposing today?
Well, today we're proposing that all East Hants District Councillors start to ask for a feasibility study into just how possible it might be for many of our verges to, instead of being mown up to 9 times a year, that they're mowed only twice a year.
And what could be the benefits of that?
Our campaign follows on very much from Plant Life's No Mow May. And you would have seen, probably like a lot of residents, that last year during COVID lockdown, many of our verges were in fact left. This wasn't because they'd joined No Mow May, of course. It was because of there was a lack of staff to carry out all the mowings that normally took place. But what we saw in many verges around Petersfield was an absolutely astonishing number of wild species of plants flowering. And these are plants that benefit particularly insects that pollinate things like our apple trees, our berries, and many other things that we depend on. So leaving verges to flower, that's the point. Not letting them go wild, as it were, but leave them to flower during the summer would increase the biodiversity, particularly of insects, enormously.
And why is this important to the everyday member of the public? How could it benefit them?
Yes, that is a difficult question and a very important one. We've lost touch with nature. People generally nowadays don't look at rough little plants in the verge or look at what insects are on them. We tend to look at our televisions for nature. So there does need to be a level of awareness raised amongst the general population about how important these seemingly insignificant things are to them, to the world. A couple of years ago, an amazing study of biodiversity of insects found that there was a near population crash. 35% of our insect species have disappeared. We don't really know what the consequences of that will be for us as a human race. And coupled with other aspects damaging our environment, like climate change, human-caused climate change, there is potentially an enormous threat to our food sources.
So what should be the next step for the EHDC councillors?
Well, first of all, PECAN is asking them to ask the staff at East Hampshire District Council, wonderful staff I might say, in environmental services, to carry out a feasibility study to look at how they can vary the current contract, which, as probably most people know, is with Norse South East. It is up for the council to review such contracts, even long-term ones. The one with Norse is actually 15 years long. But there are opportunities to vary the contract and to discuss with the team how they can be more flexible about leaving certain verges unmown and how they will address cutting rather long grass at the end of the summer.
Are other councils doing anything like this?
Lots and lots of councils are responding to Plant Life's call for this to happen. You see, the reason it's got to happen is that we've lost almost all of our wildflower meadows in the countryside. They've gone because of development, because of modern farming techniques, been ploughed up, or they've just been neglected and they're damaged, or they've been polluted by too much nitrate being put on the land. So we've lost what was naturally in our countryside. This is why the verges are so important. And plant life really raised this one. It's astonishing to know nearly half of our wildflowers now live in our verges.
Are you calling on the council to review their pesticide use as part of this?
Right, well, this brings me to the rather knotty question of the contract. The contracting arrangements with North South East are complicated, as I mentioned. The service is actually delegated to Havant Borough Council to look after the Norse contract. And it's not even EHDC or Havant who is in charge of pesticide use. It's Hampshire County Council and Hampshire Highways. So in this particular call to EHDC councillors, we're not. We're raising the question about pesticide use. We've congratulated this council that it wants to stop using pesticides altogether, but in actual fact, it isn't the one doing the spraying. It's Hampshire County Council. They, by the way, are also reviewing that, and they've had a number of meetings with Plant Life to discuss it.
Are there possible cost implications in what you're proposing regarding the verges?
It is possible that there might be, but where other councils are managing this already, and we are surrounded by councils that have taken amazing action for biodiversity, they have found that their contractor will supply the expensive equipment, for example. It's something that they do as a matter of course. They will buy new hardware to carry out their contracts. And of course, these companies are enormous. I mean, companies like Norse and Skanska cover enormous parts of the country and work for very many different councils. So I don't feel there will be an amazingly high cost to the change. There may be a training cost, because I do feel that staff, even staff that you could say just do the mowing, ought to be more involved with the effect of their actions and ought to understand a bit more why they do what they do. So there could be a training cost, and there may be a cost to collecting long grass at the end of the summer, and it's something the council will have to think about. Now, PECAN is quite happy to help try and work with the council to support them, to suggest ways in which, for example, the what are called arisings when they're cut at the end of the summer, how they're used. And they could, of course, be composted. They could become biofuel. This is another step down the line. But the first thing to do is to reduce the mowing.
One of the arguments made for mowing verges is to maintain sight lines for drivers. Could there be road safety implications in what you're proposing?
This is something East Hampshire District Councillors are extremely sure about, that there can be no danger at all, and they want to take extra care to identify the verges that have none of those safety issues attached to them. In actual fact, Environmental Services at East Hampshire already categorise their verges. The ones with safety issues, sightline issues attached to them are identified separately from the ones we're talking about here in our campaign.
And should people with hay fever be worried?
I have hay fever and I'm not worried. But I don't know. It rather depends which pollen one is allergic to, doesn't it? I am allergic to grass pollen, so I expect I will be affected. But I think it's a price worth paying myself.
So what should residents expect to see and when, if this policy were to be implemented?
We do understand that these things take time. A feasibility study may take a month or so. Then the council, of course, would have to ratify it, agree it, set a budget against it for next year. But we're hoping that some verges, for example, Tor Way, right in the middle of Petersfield, that was left to grow last summer, can be left again this summer. So why not start now? But it probably would be next year before we would see a more landscape scale change, and that's what we're really hoping for.
And if verge management were to continue as is, what could be the consequences of that?
Well, for one thing, I think it would be embarrassing for the council. We're surrounded by other councils who are taking really brave steps to try and increase biodiversity, restore nature. Winchester City Council is one example, working with local groups to manage verges, particularly in Alsford, and planting trees on verges. Also, Basingstoke and Dean Borough Council are doing a great deal, and urban councils are too. They're leaving, for example, on the Commons in London, they're leaving vast swathes of the edges of the green area to grow as in the way of a wildflower meadow, mowing it only in the late summer. And they've only had praise for this.
And how can listeners find out more about this, both on a local scale and more generally?
Right, well, on a local scale, PECAN is really lucky. We've teamed up with the Petersfield Society, who are putting on an open Zoom forum on the 12th of May on this issue. We originally envisaged this to be a sort of learning tool for district councillors, and they of course will be invited, as will town councillors and other groups in Petersfield. But yes, we welcome the public to come along to that and learn more about why and how we can try and encourage green spaces to provide more in terms of biodiversity. And we mustn't forget, this also applies to our own lawns. It applies to sort of incidental green space on housing estates, and even our green spaces within the town council's jurisdiction that are currently for amenity.
Of course, at Shine Radio, we always love to hear listener comments. Just email team@shineradio.uk or phone and leave a message on 01730 555 500 and we'll call you back. Melanie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would. I've taken a lot of inspiration from Plant Life, an organisation I worked for many years ago. And I would encourage everyone to look at their incredibly accessible website. There are downloadable little packs that you can use to encourage biodiversity on any space that you look after. So please have a look at Plant Life's website.
And finally, at this lovely verge at the end of North Road, we're surrounded by birdsong. Can you help us identify, Melanie, any of the voices that we can hear here?
Yes, it's incredible. It's buzzing here. We are adjacent to Merritts Meadow North, which is sort of like a nature reserve. So it's a little bit cheating to say that these birds will benefit from the dandelions and daisies that are on the verge we're standing on, but actually they will. More insects are attracted to dandelions and daisies, and the birds we can hear are pretty much all insect eaters. We heard chiff-chaff. There are blackcaps in here that I've seen before. There are wood warblers, garden warblers, blue tits. All rely on insects for their diet, especially at this time of year.
And we could see more of this throughout the town if these proposals were to come to fruition.
I think our gardens would have more birds in them for sure if there were these connecting sort of corridors, natural corridors really, along the verges. I think we'd see a lot more wildlife at every level of the food chain.
Melanie Oxley, ecologist and volunteer with the Petersfield Climate Action Network. Thank you very much for joining me.
Shine with Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Rise and shine.
Whatever local information comes in, you'll be the very first to know.
You'll feel those ribs expand.
And okay, then... I'm doing it.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back to Rise and Shine. You're with Alan Cox this morning.
What could be better?
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
I'm Harrison RB. It's the brighter way to start your day in the Petersphere.
As long as you're breathing, you're doing okay.
I'm with you, Vicky.
Rise and Shine, weekday mornings from 6 with Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I think that's lovely.